This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McDean. The U.S. envoy for North Korea said Sunday that North Korea's recent ballistic missile tests were concerning and counterproductive for efforts to reduce tensions, and Pyongyang should instead engage in talks. Speaking to reporters after meeting with his South Korean counterpart in Seoul, Special Representative Sung Kim said the United States is committed to exploring sustained and substantive diplomacy with North Korea. Pyongyang has so far rejected U.S. overtures, accusing Washington and Seoul of talking diplomacy while ratcheting up tensions with their own military activities. On Thursday, the North said that the United States was overreacting to a submarine-launched ballistic missile that they called self-defensive, questioned the sincerity of Washington's offers of talks, warning of consequences. European Union leaders pledged on Friday to keep up the pressure on Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko to halt the flow of migrants from his country and raise the prospect of new sanctions amid calls by some bloc members to build walls and fences to thwart new arrivals. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with an unusually high number of migrants arriving at the borders with Belarus in recent months. The EU is accusing Lukashenko's government of using them to destabilize the 27-country region in retaliation for EU sanctions. After nearly 5 hours of discussions, leaders agree that they will not accept any attempt by third countries to instrumentalize migrants for political purposes. They also condemn all hybrid attacks at the EU's borders. This is VOA News. Colombian security forces have captured the country's most wanted drug trafficker, a rural warlord who stayed on the run for more than a decade by corrupting state officials and aligning himself with combatants on the left and right. President Iván Duque likened the arrest Saturday of Dario Antonio Suga to the capture 3 decades ago of Pablo Escobar. Colombia's military presented Suga to the media in handcuffs and wearing rubber boots preferred by rural farmers. Suga, better known by his alias Sotonio, is the alleged head of the much-feared Gulf clan, whose army of assailants has terrorized much of northern Colombia to gain control of major cocaine smuggling routes through thick jungles north to Central America and onto the U.S. Leaked documents obtained by the Associated Press show that Facebook in India dithered in curbing hate speech and anti-Muslim content on its platform and lacked enough local language moderators to stop misinformation. That for years, particularly in cases where members of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling party created multiple Facebook accounts to amplify anti-Muslim content. They highlight Facebook's constant struggles in quashing abuse of content on its platforms in the world's biggest democracy and the company's largest growth market. Communal and religious tensions in India have a history of boiling over on social media and stoking violence. Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that it would be a European catastrophe countries began unilaterally restricting the free movement of citizens because the EU could not effectively protect its borders. EU members Poland and Lithuania have been struggling to cope with the unusually high number of migrants arriving at the borders of Belarus in recent months. Hours before actor Alec Baldwin fired a fatal gunshot from a prop gun earlier, said that camera crew for the movie he was filming walked off the job to protest conditions and production issues that included safety concerns. Disputes in the production of the Western film Rust began almost from the start in early October and culminated with 7 crew members walking off several hours before 42-year-old cinematographer Helena Hutchins was killed. The crew members had expressed their discontent with matters that ranged from safety procedures to their housing accommodations, according to one of those who left. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.